Introduce yourself. Who are you? What's your name? Where you from?
Sure. Hi, my name is Bridget Sancho, and I'm the Executive Director of Engagement at Career Trackers. And so my portfolio works with all of the amazing advisors that provide coaching and mentoring and support for our amazing, deadly interns.
So today is connected to the alumni, it's connected to the end of the 2025 internship. How do you feel about the impact of the work that you're doing for First Nations MOB?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely incredible. I mean, from day one, our interns, we believe that they are excellent. We're just here to bring out what's best in them and also just to inspire them to, you know, go after their career aspirations. We have amazing industry partners who we partner with, who really believe in our interns and who really want to see them eventually come into their organizations and also be decision makers and those who are really going to shape Australia's leadership moving forward. So it's really exciting.
What's your name? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, Todd Crawford, Manadanji Mob. I'm an alumni and a board of Career Trackers.
So today we've heard from Martin Luther King III as well as other guests. How has being in this room with stakeholders, new and old students, inspired you to go forward and be deadly?
Yeah, it's just a good reminder of why we're here and the Career Trackers program and the people that's come before us and the responsibility we have. I think the words from Martin Luther King about, you know, upholding the legacy, and it's not about just a hand up, but how you take that responsibility and continue the legacy like he has for his father and his father before that. And I think Career Trackers is all about that. The reason why Career Trackers program exists and the reason why I exist is the people before us. And I think it's a good reminder that in the chaos and noise of today, you take a moment to think about the people that came before you and how lucky we are as a people.
Taking this moment to reflect on the people that come before you, how have your family or your Career Trackers advisors helped support you to get to where you are?
Yeah, I think it's everything, right? My family, my parents from Roma in Queensland, they're still there, they're still living there, but they've very hardworking people and always done the best that they possibly can for me. And Career Trackers is the same. Like, I would not be here or the person I am without either of them. Career Trackers, as an example, has completely fundamentally changed my life in every aspect you could possibly imagine. And I think the two of them, my parents in terms of their generosity, love and hardworking ethic, and Career Trackers of showing me a path that not only me but my family couldn't imagine, the combination of them is, like Renee said earlier, is literally the makeup of who I am today.
And speaking of legacy, but also connecting with people, how has your experiences been connecting with First Nations MOB who are also going through this professional journey?
Yeah, it's honestly, a lot of my best friends are from the Career Trackers program. I've been part of the program since 2011, so a very long time, but you know, even Adam and the staff, ex-alumni, they're all my closest friends and also mentors, mentees. I mentor Career Trackers students. So it's a community as a cliche, but it really is across the program where we're all still growing up together.
Introduce yourself. What's your name? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
Thank you. My name's Jasmine. I'm a Gamuru Wiradjuri woman, but born and raised on Darug country out in Western Sydney. Currently working with KPMG as their First Nations Inclusion Lead.
Can you tell us about your role? What do you do?
So I look after all of our MOB that we have currently working with KPMG. I also support the recruitment process, so reaching out to MOB that are applying for us, want to work with us, making sure they're connected, and also support our external facing team, so any people who work with Indigenous communities, clients who go out and just interact with anyone, I'm making sure that they are supported, that they're educated and know how to respectfully engage, making sure that everyone's doing it properly.
So today you've joined Career Trackers along with other stakeholders at the alumni welcome ceremony, and you've heard Martin Luther King III speak. How has hearing him inspired you to be able to impact other Indigenous people in their work or in their creativity or whatever it is?
Yeah, great question. I think it was just incredible hearing from Martin Luther King III today, knowing that his father has such an incredible legacy and seeing how he has taken that on himself and continued that legacy. I think there's a lot that we as, you know, young Indigenous mob can learn from him in how we take on the legacy of our ancestors and our people and continue that forward, you know, creating our own journeys, but also like making it so that it is creating opportunities for our future mob. I think I really liked that he said, you know, it only takes a few good people to make great work, to really have an impact. I think I really took that on, knowing that in my company, we have only a few, you know, mob that are in leadership positions or in positions of impact, but we still are able to do amazing work and get a lot of things done. And I think that has just really solidified that it only takes a few people to be able to create massive impacts inside the systems that we're already working in. But we just need to be actually doing something that is creating that impact and not just sitting back and expecting someone else to do it for us.
My name's Austin Woods. I'm a proud Wurundjeri man and I come out west in Camden.
Can you tell a little bit about your Career Trackers experience? Are you an alumni? What did you do? Who you working with?
This will be my second year at university and I'm at Macquarie at the moment. So Career Trackers came to Macquarie, sort of introduced themselves and I jumped right on because I thought it would be the right pathway for me in education, which is what I'm studying. At the moment, I'm studying at Aboriginal Affairs New South Wales, so I get to see all the stuff that's behind the scenes and what's promoting mob and everything at the moment, which specifically I'm looking in Aboriginal businesses and how we can better the outcomes for Aboriginal businesses in New South Wales.
You're quite a young fella, so looking to the future is all you have to do. How do you hope to make an impact with the work that you're going to go and do?
Through education, I've always had a fascination for modern history. And what I've seen in high school is you don't really see much about Aboriginal history. And basically, history tells you if you educate people what happened in the past, it will better the outcomes of the future. So I've always wanted to promote Aboriginal people through Aboriginal history in different high schools, whether it was connecting with local land councils or elders, to basically stop the narrative of Aboriginal people have some type of issue or stereotype that people assume. And through this pathway, I believe it will better the outcome for kids, non-Indigenous kids coming together with Indigenous kids and basically paving together a day where we can stand tall together and, yeah.
Today is one of the engagement days that students, stakeholders, advisors and guests are all coming together to inspire each other. How do you develop your personal connections with the other people that are also in this program?
I think the best way to do it is sort of just to get to know each other and sort of take the time to sort of one-on-one chat or group chat with each other. And then from that as well, you also connect on LinkedIn or Instagram or get their contact number, which is a great avenue, especially because there's kids that come through and they always want to connect with other mob. Because especially out where I come from, I always grew up in an area where there wasn't really that many Aboriginal people. So coming through LDIs and coming through networks like this, having the opportunity to see so many mob from across the country or in New South Wales when we have program days, it's amazing to see so many mob and connect with them and sort of with how we see each other or how we connect the country and sort of learn off each other as well.
What's your name? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, I'm Lachlan Falconer Adams. I'm a Gamilaroi man from Gunnedah, born and raised in a Awabakal country in Lake Macquarie and living down in Sydney.
And can you tell us a little bit about your internship experience? You're an alumni, obviously. Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself with that?
Yeah, I mean, Career Track has really sort of helped me shape my career and profession. I stepped in with CPB as an undergrad engineer, not really sure which path I wanted to take. And then, you know, through all the role models that I picked up through Career Trackers and the support they gave me, they helped me sort of nail in on my niche and realise that I wanted to climb in through that leadership path. And now I'm very fortunate enough to run my own company and have my own consultancy set up where I can, you know, re-engage with that network and broaden my influence for, you know, beneficial outcomes for our mob.
And how do you hope to impact First Nations people with the work that you're doing?
So, you know, by going out on my own, it allows me to step out from someone else's umbrella, like a government role or a private organisation with their own sort of agendas and, you know, reservations. So being able to step out of my own allows me to, you know, apply myself where I think, you know, my skills are needed to go back and work in my community. You know, I'm working back in Tamworth in Gunnedah, having just delivered hospitals, and I'm delivering a new health precinct for an Aboriginal medical service now. So, you know, having those role models and that support around me and that network, you know, having those yarns of, you know, where can I apply myself? It's, you know, having that decision and that choice to go, all right, well, here's where I need to be. You know, here's where that heart feels right to, you know, engage and give back.
So you've left Career Trackers. Oh, you've not quite left Career Trackers. You've left the internship phase of it and you're currently an alumni. How does Career Trackers continue to support you in your journey?
Yeah, it's one of the big questions that Career Trackers asked itself a few years ago of, like, what is that value proposition back to alumni? You know, once we graduate, it's very easy for all of us to just take what we earned, you know, take what we got from the program and just disappear and run away with it. But by keeping that alumni group back together, it's sort of that this self-feeding machine of, like, we have this network and we have these people that we can go and collaborate with in the future, and we can broaden our influence together where we can start taking exec roles, we can start taking board roles, we can start sort of, you know, broadening that scope of influence where we've got our own, you know, networks of, you know, changes in industries, you know, across Australia. So it's about coming back in and broadening that knowledge and that connectivity and being able to come back and yarn with, you know, students who are about to set off on their own journey and be able to share our own experience. Like, it's culturally what we do, right? Like, it's about storytelling and, you know, giving a hand up instead of a hand out.
Okie dokie. Can you introduce yourself? Who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Caitlin. I'm Kimilori, but I'm born and raised on Bindle and Woolgarookaba land up in Townsville in far north Queensland. So I study animation production at the University of Technology in Sydney, and I'm in my second year now, and I'm interning at Havas Media.
And how has your experience been working through Career Trackers in the professional industry related to your degree?
Yeah, it's been just a pleasure to intern and be in a space that I would never have pictured being in before. So I'm getting a lot of amazing exposure and just meeting wonderful, awesome professional people who love their job and have amazing skills. So yeah, it's just really, really great experience.
Can you talk a little bit about the support? Who is your advisor? How have they helped you grow through your internship?
Yeah, for sure. So Alex is my Career Trackers advisor, and she's an absolute pillar and grounding person that I don't think I'd be able to navigate this professional landscape without her. She's, you know, just there whenever I need her. She's a text or a phone call away, and she just provides amazing guidance and advice in a space that I have little to no experience in.
And today you heard from Martin Luther King III. How has this experience being able to be around people in the industry of advocacy and justice and change, you know, opened your mind today?
Oh, it's so surreal to be around such amazing, talented, and just dedicated people, and it's truly inspired me, I think, as a person who's, you know, I think still navigating my own identity and trying to support those around me. And I really, really want to push not just for my own education and success, but, you know, younger mob around me or those who are still trying to find themselves. So yeah, it's just a real amazing privilege to, you know, be here and be connected to all of these amazing individuals.